You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is A Victorious Life, Part 2. My text is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Reasonableness is crucial for maintaining community. It is the disposition that seeks what is best for everyone and not just for oneself. The Lord is at hand emphasizes the fact that Jesus will surely return as judge and will hold people reasonable for their deeds, responsible for their deeds. Paul does not specify when this will happen. Paul echoes Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount that believers are not to be anxious, but are to entrust themselves into the hands of their loving Heavenly Father, whose peace will guard them in Christ Jesus. Paul's use of guard may reflect his own imprisonment or the status of Philippi as a Roman colony with a military garrison. In either case, it is not Roman soldiers who guard believers. It is the peace of God Almighty. Because God is sovereign and in control, Christians can entrust all their difficulties to Him, who rules over all creation and who is wise and loving in all His ways. An attitude of thanksgiving contributes directly to this inward peace. Think about these things. The Philippians are to fill their minds with things that will inspire worship of God and service to others. Beyond having a proper spiritual outlook, the Philippians are to practice what they have seen Paul doing. As they make progress in this way, they will find that it is not simply the peace of God, but the God of peace himself who will be with them. Paul thanks the Philippians for their gift to him and assures them that God will in turn supply all of their needs. Paul is grateful for the Philippians' support, but he wants them to know that even in difficult circumstances, he has learned to be content. It is a good work to come to the aid of and help a good minister in trouble. The apostle was often in bounds, imprisonments, and necessities, but in all he learned to be content, to bring his mind to his condition and make the best of it. Pride, unbelief, and a vain, strong, and consistent desire after something we have not got, the inconstant distaste of present things, make men discontented, even under favorable circumstances. Let us pray for patient submission and hope when we are lowered in prestige, for humility and a heavenly mind when exalted. It is a special grace to have an equal temper of mind always, and in a low state, not to lose our comfort in God, nor distrust His providence, nor take any wrong course for our own supply. In a prosperous condition, not to be proud or secure or worldly. This is a harder lesson than the other, For the temptations of fullness and prosperity are more than those of affliction and want. The apostle has no design to urge them to give more, but to encourage such kindness as will meet a glorious reward hereafter. Through Christ, we have grace to do what is good, and through him, we must expect the reward. And as we have all things by him, let us do all things for him and to his glory. The secret of living amid life's difficulties is simple. Trusting God in such a way that one can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This does not mean God will bless whatever a person does. It must be read within the context of the letter, with its emphasis on obedience to God and service to God and others. Paul depended on the power of Christ at work in his life. I can through Christ was Paul's motto, and it can be ours also. The Living Bible puts it this way. I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power. The Christian has all the power within that he needs to be adequate for the demands of life. We need only release this power by faith. Therefore, let us remember that we are, as Christians, no matter what life brings our way, can have contentment through the power of Jesus Christ if we have faith in God and do what he tells us to do in his word. Jesus was crucified and died a painful death on the cross for our sins. However, after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants us to live a victorious life. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Bird flu is spreading again as waterfowl migrate. In poultry, cases are spiking earlier than expected. October 9, 2025 by Evan Bush. In response to an inquiry about the rise in bird flu detections and how the federal government plans to deal with it, the United States Department of Agriculture pointed to a 5-pronged strategy it released in February, which included $100 million for research into new biosecurity measures and vaccine development for poultry. Countries like France are already vaccinating poultry birds, but the USDA said it continues to evaluate whether the U.S. should do so. The agency has not approved such a vaccine, and rolling out one out would affect U.S. exports. We really do believe that an effective vaccine strategy would be very helpful for the egg and turkey producers, but we understand that has to be carefully done to ensure there's not an impact to other markets, NAG in Iowa said. USDA has put some focus on this, and now we are waiting what the vaccine strategy could look like. Scientists have long been concerned that the bird flu virus might eventually develop the ability to spread effectively between people. Even given the low risk to humans at the moment, Dr. Peter Chin Hong, a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, who studies infectious diseases, advised people to take basic steps to prevent infection with H5N1, as well as the seasonal flu. Get your flu shot. Don't drink raw milk. Don't eat unpasteurized cheese, particularly when cases are circulating. Don't let your cats feed outside when it's migratory bird season, Chin Hong said. A scenario in which a person gets infected with both H5N1 and seasonal flu at the same time could be problematic because it would enable the bird flu virus to more easily rearrange its genetic code to suit humans. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is handling strongholds. All of us have strongholds in our lives. The Apostle Paul used the term to describe a mindset or attitude. Here's what Paul had to say about strongholds in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 4 and 5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, we have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. In other words, a stronghold is a conviction, outlook, or belief that attempts to interfere with truth. Does a stronghold have a stronghold on you? Have you ever felt like God could never forgive me? The stronghold of guilt. I could never forgive that person. The stronghold of resentment. I don't deserve to be loved. The stronghold of rejection. I'll never recover. The stronghold of defeat. I must be good or God will reject me. The stronghold of performance. My value equals my possessions, the stronghold of materialism. But we don't have to live in the shadow of these strongholds. Our weapons are from God and have divine power to demolish strongholds. Isn't that what we want? We long to see our strongholds demolished, and this happens by putting God first and dressing appropriately with God's spiritual armor, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends, and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.